It's one question about birthday celebrations for children, according to the modern idea. Why encourage children in anything which is pratikul? Pratikul yasya varjanam. Everything which is opposite to Krishna consciousness should not be indulged in. So this modern idea of birthday celebration for sense gratification has absolutely no use in Krishna consciousness. We read in Krishna book, the Nectar of Devotion, of on the birthday of Krishna, that brahmanas are called and they perform some yajna, chant some mantras, blessing the child, and dakshina is distributed to them. So that way we can do it. But why imitate the modern madness of the Western world? It's become another thing, and another excuse to throw away money and spend money for people who have money. So I'm not in favor of that. From the beginning, if we train the children that we are different, we're not the same, then they might have a chance of understanding it. But if you try to make them half devotees and half not devotees, then there's less chance of them being devotees. It's easier to go with the flow of modern society, but what is easy and what is best is rarely the same. So we should do that which is best for Krishna's service, not just easy for us.
We discussed part of the Buddhists among ourselves in Salem. We wanted to discuss about the celebrating birthday of children. And there was some idea of the Kharis, they expect to get some gifts on the birthday. But what usually what they do, they cook and they serve devotees on their birthday. So in that way it was kind of...
Yeah. The birthday celebration. Yeah, instead of getting something for your own sense gratification, you serve the brahmanas and Vaishnavas.
So we thought that is nice. Okay.
If they do that, yeah.
Then they kind of took as an excuse to do some serve for devotees and took opportunities to do some service.
So many times people tell me it's my birthday or it's my daughter's birthday or whatever, as if it's something so significant. I actually forgot all about it until all this Vyasa Puja thing started. It would be quite often some days after my birthday and I realized I had a birthday even. Because it's just, you know, what's the meaning?
It's devotees in temples around the world which are associating with them, they have approach that it's good to celebrate even devotees' birthdays as an opportunity to make festivals and, you know, to have a...
Celebrate devotees' birthdays to make festivals.
To make the festivals, you know, just devotees gather together and, you know, it's always like excuse, always someone's birthday, so
it's always someone's birthday, always a chance to make a festival. Well, we don't have to center it on the devotee, we could center it on Krishna. We have so many festivals that we don't celebrate, like Jayananda's disappearance day, Narottam Das, we usually don't do anything. We'd have all day Narottam songs.
Like in Kalavas, they have every, you know, whenever...
Yeah, if you do that in a big town, then it'll be every day someone's birthday. At least for myself, like I say, now I've got this whole Vyasa Puja thing going on, but the whole idea should be to divert our attention to Krishna and the acharyas, and why toward ourselves?
Actually, in recent times, there were no such a thing. My father told me that they never, you know, nobody...
I think this whole birthday thing was invented, like America. Father's Day, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was there, but they promoted it for commercial purposes, that's all. Just another reason to get people to spend money, that's all. Why should we go along? Why don't we? In answering this kind of question, should we celebrate birthdays? I would say, why don't we look at our tradition and just get back to our tradition and Why mix up with all this nasty Western malecha culture? Why do that at all? I know in Bangladesh so many times I used to ask, sometimes ask people like, how old are you? And they said, well, you know, about 31, some, about 30 something. They don't, people didn't, many people, they, you know, nowadays everyone goes to an astrologer, but it seems that was only in the higher caste, people who are expected to do something significant. Whereas most people, they don't even know their age, the day of birth, anything like that. Wasn't considered very significant. Yeah, so how are you going to celebrate a birthday? And nowadays they have this, all, everyone has to have a birth certificate and all this kind of thing. It's all really right. In your village, probably many people, they don't know their age.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just made it up, yeah.
Mostly when they join school, they just, okay, now it should be 5 years old, so 5 years back,
yeah.
Now it's month of June, so it should be somewhere right now.
Yeah. They don't have any idea. I see, yeah. Now, everyone, you should know because you're in the medical profession. Everyone has, every kid born in India now gets, they all get registered, huh? Unnecessary actually, but it's all this bureaucracy and all this kind of, and they have to get registered for a vote and all this kind of thing. Unnecessary, like they make the life so much complex with all these things.
Want to control.
Yeah.
Because after this, you don't have this identity card, you can't have bank account, you have a job, you can't do anything, you can't buy anything, you won't exist.
You don't exist, yeah. You don't officially exist.
Yeah.